With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America remembers those lost on 9/11/2001. The mournful sound of taps heard at the Pentagon, one of the targets of the 9/11 terrorists. President Trump addressing service members at the memorial ceremony today.
To every member that still feels a void every day of your lives, the First Lady and I unite with you in sorrow. And today, as one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th. 2001.
Also, ceremonies of remembrance at the World Trade Center site in New York and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, along with villages, towns, and cities around the country. President Trump says he'll posthumously award Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Law enforcement officials say the sniper who assassinated Charlie Kirk is thought to have jumped from a roof, fleeing into a neighborhood after firing a single shot. The FBI says a high-powered rifle has been recovered from the scene. 31 years old, the Turning Point USA CEO and Salem talk host leaves behind a wife and two young children. Inflation rose last month as the price of gasoline, groceries, and airfares jumped, while a measure of layoffs also increased, puts the Federal Reserve in a tough spot as it prepares to cut rates at its meeting next week, despite persistent price pressures. In Florida, jurors have been seated for the trial of Ryan Ruth. He's accused of plotting to shoot then-presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last year. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 528 points, the Nasdaq ahead 125. This is SRN News. Victims of the civil war in Sudan are getting some help.
Christian Solidarity International is ministering to people in refugee camps, most of whom are Christians, providing food and other emergency items. CSI has reached more than 9,000 people in separate camps in the Nuba Mountains and the Blue Nile region. The Sudanese government has been in a long-running war with the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group. As many as 18 million people have been displaced. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a Detroit area city that banned gay pride flags from publicly owned flagpoles did not violate the Constitution. U.S. District Judge David Lawson has dismissed a lawsuit against Hamtramck 2 years after the city council voted to allow only five kinds of flags on public property. They include the American flag, along with the Michigan flag, and flags that represent the international character of residents. This is SRN News. On Wednesday, the House passed its version of the National Defense Authorization Act with a bipartisan amendment to repeal two laws authorizing the use of military force in Iraq.
Legislation, which authorizes funding and sets policy for the U.S. military, passed 231 to 196. Four Republicans opposed the bill, while 17 Democrats joined the rest of the GOP in voting for it. The AUMF amendment would repeal the 2002 Iraq War and 1991 Gulf War authorizations, as well as make it more difficult for presidents to bypass Congress on military actions. Lawmakers voted 261 to 167 to pull the AUMFs, which critics say have been abused by presidents as they grant the commander-in-chief authority to use military force without issuing a formal declaration of war. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A government watchdog will review how the Bureau of Labor Statistics compiles and reports some of the country's highest-profile economic data. SRNNews.com.